The Ohio State Auditor is conducting an investigation into the Columbus City Schools focused on issues related to student attendance. The Columbus Education Commission will not be involved in that investigation in any way. And what comes of that investigation will not impact or affect the work of this Education Commission.
Flanked by 25 representatives of business, social services, government, and education, Mayor Coleman outlined a bold agenda for the commission, which has been charged by the city to come up with recommendations for improving publicly funded education in Columbus. Coleman announced plans for the commission this summer after the Columbus City School Superintendent announced her intention to step down at the end of the school year. He held several public briefings on education issues and has committed $500 million from the 2013 budget for the commission. But the group has no legal authority, and there's no deadline for their recommendations. And for now, Coleman isn't spelling out the city's plans.
You know, I'm going to let that issue be open, because I can see a lot of ways that the city can be engaged in a more in-depth way, particularly after school. We've done some after-school work, but we could do more. I could see things in preschool. There's a lot of work that needs to be done there. What happens upon graduation, because this is from pre-K to career, and there's a whole lot in between, and there could be multiple roles of the city.
Federal Judge Algernon Marbley will co-chair the commission, along with Cardinal Health Head George Barrett and Attorney Kathleen Rancier. Acknowledging the diversity of experience and opinion among the group, he says they share some common assumptions.
We know a quality education is the key to every child's success. And we all subscribe to the view that a child's demographics should not determine the quality of her education. And more importantly, that child's demographics must not determine her destiny.
Few of the 25 members are from the education field. Although those on the front lines of education are often suspicious of the advice of outsiders, teachers union leader Rhonda Johnson says it reminds her of the days of desegregation in Columbus, when the community pulled together to advance education.
And to me, this is just as important as when we desegregated schools in 1978. And we have the resources of not just the education community, but the resources from city council, from the mayor, from the business community, from faith-based community. We can't get this wrong. I don't know how we could get it wrong with everybody being at the table and stacking hands. Maybe there aren't people at the table who can say we can teach students to read this way, but there are people who can help us to be more efficient with some of the things that we're doing in Columbus, and also bringing in the resources and experts and talk about best practices.
Last month, Mayor Coleman met with the governor to discuss possible changes, and Kasich promised to help with legislation at the State House. But Coleman says he's not thinking about a statewide revolution.
My focus is the city of Columbus. What happens in Cincinnati, God bless them, not my concern.
They're on their own. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.